A familiar sight for many years, those red and yellow diagonal stripes for the Greg Hickman stable, and generally with a very good horse in the stable. And the highlight horse at the moment is Parada, and Greg joins us this morning. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
He is a very good horse. He's building a great record now. He's been to the races 11 times for 5 victories and 4 minor placings. How were you feeling going into yesterday?
Yeah, slightly confident behind the scenes, but you never know what happens when you step up and age group and the other horses and as the barrier. And this is always some sort of look at the negative, but the horse had done well for the same responsibility at the Gold Coast, and how the horse worked and by that you were sort of half confident, yes.
Your reception's pretty poor quality there, Greg. I just don't know if it's the area you're in or whether we might have to call you back and try and get you on another line. Can you just see if it was just the connection? Can we just see if your voice is clearer now? That sounds better.
Okay.
Thank you. From a physical point of view, it's a big transition to go from competing against your own age and coming back at the level that you were at yesterday. What had you seen from Parada during his break from his visit to Queensland?
Look, he has he has matured slightly, but there's still a lot more improvement in him. Just little things that you used to see with him that he's overcome, and I just think they were growth spurts and that sort of thing, and he's just matured and he'll just keep doing it.
When you met Kemantari in the autumn, Greg, you were coming off a fairly short break from the Magic Millions. Did you think that with the longer break that you could sort of even up things as you did yesterday?
Well, the thing about it, he probably had his grand final before we met Kemantari. Yeah. And we pressured him up. I was sort of probably a little bit afterthought. The main goal was to try and get that money at the Magic Millions, and he did. Pressure him up and have a go at that. This time they could both come back at similar sort of preparations, and we were lucky enough to get the better role of the race.
I was a long way from Sydney, but some good judges in the yard there on Sky Channel thought Pierre looked very forward, Greg, certainly relative to a couple of key rivals, but you're saying there's plenty left in the tank?
Oh, 100%. Why he looks very forward is because he's still in the jaw. I mean, he's half the size of Kemantari, and he just keeps on improving, I mean, growing and improving in status all the time, so he'll get there eventually.
He's a valuable horse regardless, but obviously, victories at Group 1 level down the track would be important for his future value, but there's that carrot of the Everest that seems to dominate the conversation. Has anyone been tapping you on the shoulder subsequent to yesterday, or have there been anything going on leading into yesterday?
Oh, there's been some quiet talks with the ATC, and no, the phone hasn't really been alight since then, but yeah, I mean, if it happens, it happens, and we'll work it out from there. But, no, it's a nice car, isn't it? $13 million.
Looking ahead to the future for him, we believe Kemantari may be headed down to Victoria for his next start, perhaps in the Memsie. What have you got in line for Parada?
Look, we haven't sort of mapped out anything, just because we don't know which way we're going. But all I know is the car will be full of petrol, and our options will be kept open, and he'll be nominated for everything. And if that happens, we have to go to Melbourne for a Group 1, but we'll be going.
In his most recent preparation that took him to Queensland for the Magic Millions and then back for those matches with Kemantari, Corey Brown had a good association with him, not as familiar with the landscape for jocks up there. I see Corey hasn't ridden for just under a month or so. What's the situation with the rider going forward?
Yeah, no, we'll put that on the back burner a bit and see what happens, who's going where and where we're actually going and who wants to go where, but can't knock James's ride and you can't knock what Corey's done, so it is a headache.
I don't think you'll struggle to find a good rider, and I'm sure we look forward to seeing him if it does end up being in Melbourne, but wherever it is, Greg, what we saw yesterday watching it from Moonee Valley was a reminder of what great racing's about, and we could tell that the good horses were back in Sydney. It was a thrilling contest, and you're able to prevail. Well done.
Thank you very much.